All right. We'll give some folks a little bit of time to get on here. First one, Jessica's the first one on. Let's see, Becca's here. Got 12 people on. All right, here's Ron. Let's see what happens here. All right. All right, from Texas. Hope you can hear me okay. Am I coming in loud and clear here? Is my microphone close enough? I usually am pretty loud. It's usually not a problem. But I usually don't have to have it right on me. But we'll see. We'll see what everybody says here, if they can hear me okay. All right, good. All right. Good deal. All right, sound's coming in good. All right. All right, good and clear. Getting some few folks on here. Cragen Film Productions. Carl found us. Manna from the Father. Hey, that's a nice name. All right. Jason says, you sure do have a huge backlog of sermons. Yeah, I do. We got thousands of them on there. There for a while, I was preaching 3 or 4 times a week, and I still do. We just don't put everything online, and we're behind now. When I used to do everything live, it was easier to, put all the sermons on, live. But yeah, a little different when I don't do them live. Yeah. Yep. I'm buffering for me. It's buffering for me at 240. I don't even know what that means. I'm sorry. Like, I know what buffering is kind of, but I don't even know what that really means. Somebody's messing with my channel. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I gotta hardwire this in though. This internet, I'm not that impressed with it. It's supposed to be fast and everything, but it really isn't. So, whatever. It's supposed to be fast, but who knows. We'll give people a few more minutes. How did I get to know Pastor Hoggard? Well, let's see. How did I get to know him? I started watching some of his videos years ago, and then I saw him, he was online, and his videos and everything, and then I went to a funeral in St. Louis, and I asked him if I could stay there at his place. I didn't know him, and I stopped by there to see him, and he let my family stay there at his place there, and then we just started talking. And then that's what happened. So yeah. So that's how I kind of met him. But and then ever since then we just kinda got to know each other a little bit better and stuff like that. So, and then he preached here a few weeks ago. I've known him for probably, I don't know, I want to say 4 or 5 years now. Won't matter if your connection is good. But from time to time there can be hiccups. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that technical stuff really. Too much about it. Everything I do is pretty simple here. From that standpoint. But we're starting to get some folks on here. Anyway, that's how I met him. And I'm trying to think if I went down. Actually, the only time I really spent with him I stopped by and seen him. Then we kind of chatted on the phone a lot. And yeah, so, and then I stopped by there and stayed at his place for a while, and we got to know each other a lot better, and the Lord kind of brought us together through some things, and we kind of know some of the same people, and some of the same people that don't like me don't like him either. So, yep, that's how that goes. Anyway, Peter Evans from England. Hey, Ben. From England. And Kristen from Kenyan, Africa. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Brandon Swanson, he's from parts unknown. I think he's in Arkansas. I don't know where he's at. Anyway, but let's see. Will you be doing some new videos with Brother Jim Wilford and Pastor Rickus? Probably not with Brother Jim, but probably with Pastor Rickus in the future. He's on vacation for a while, and I'm just kind of giving him a break. And yeah, so, yep. Anyway, giving him a break. So, we'll see what happens in the future with him. Let's see. Carl Winters. Greetings from Croatia, Europe. Croatia? I can barely even say that. Anyway. But from California. You can call me Mel. Oh, that's good. So you are a guy then. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know. I think. I don't know. Is that like a man's name? I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing and offend anybody. I don't know. I think it is. Debbie Martin from Texas. Texas. That's true, Kristen. That's what I was thinking. I mean, what do I know? I mean, I wasn't thinking that. It could be Melody. It could be, I don't know. It's like, I don't know which it is. I don't know. Why do people do that to me? Actually, I wasn't thinking Melanie, but I was thinking, is that short for, you know, whatever. Anyway. Steven Anderson got banned in 26 European countries today. Wow. Now that's a feat. Listen, I honestly think guys like that exist to hurt what we're doing. That's really what I believe about guys like Steven Anderson. He has the right to be a total idiot if he wants to be. And he has the right to say whatever he wants to, and he has the right to free speech, and no one should stop that. I don't agree with censoring him at all. But, you know, I think it's wrong that they do that. That's wrong. But I think that the problem is that he's doing it, I think, on purpose. But whatever. Not my problem. Anyway, Joey. All right. Paid provocateur. Yeah, I know. Did I ever tell you guys I talked to Alex Jones one time on the phone? I probably never told you guys that. Andrea, how are you? Yeah, one time. Yeah. I did talk to Alex Jones one time on the phone. I was in the early days of me doing broadcasting and stuff online. Oh, it's funny. It was funny. I was doing this radio show that I wouldn't recommend now, and I didn't know. I was just trying to get stuff out there. I didn't know. And I called this, or I was on this radio show, and Alex Jones called into the radio show because the show was done in his network. I know what Alex Jones is, believe me. They're turning the frogs gay! Oh. Oh, man. Yeah, but listen, everybody that goes to the Truth Movement has to have their Alex Jones phase. Everyone. Everyone has an Alex Jones phase. Yes, hey. Some of Steven Anderson's sermons are good. Some of them are right. Anyway, that's true. That's what makes him dangerous. I'm not saying there's some that are wrong, like he's wrong about repentance. Anyway, but that's another story altogether. I really don't want to. I've had my wars with Anderson. He's done videos about me. I've done videos about him and all that good stuff. And I've said enough. Everything I've said, you know, is there. But anyway, Alex Jones, he called into that show and it was kind of funny. I didn't know it was him. I was like shocked. I was kind of laughing. You know, and it was him that he had called in. So anyway, but yes, Anderson did put me on a repentance blacklist. I am on the repentance blacklist. And no, I don't have any videos of me boxing to Mozart. Just didn't think that'd be very edifying at all. Anyway, but that's besides the point. I really don't care. It's not my problem. I care about doctrine and the truth and all those other things, but I'm not really that worried about Alex Jones and Steven Anderson. Alex Jones honestly just makes me laugh. Once you realize who Alex Jones is, you just start to laugh all the time. Oh no. I once watched this compilation of his of like everything that he said, like put into one video, and I just couldn't stop laughing. I almost peed my pants laughing so hard. So anyway, it's definitely crazy stuff, but it's a distraction. And that's the whole thing. It's a distraction. Boy, what is this? You're asking me about everything here. I haven't even got to what I'm going to cover today. Well, what do I think about Ruckman? Well, Ruckman's dead, so he can't really defend himself anymore. I think a lot of things about Ruckman. Number one, I think he was a hyper-dispensationalist. Ruckman was a hyper-dispensationalist that preached many gospels. And I disagree with that doctrine completely. And let's see, what else about Ruckman do I think about Ruckman? Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to leave it alone, what I think, but anyway, there's no way to prove it, and it's not even worth going down that road. But I will say this, you know, a lot of his King James material is solid, you know. A lot of his King James material is solid. I don't much care for his attitude and the way he kind of does it, I will say this, Ruckman was a genius. And if you don't think he was, then you're not paying attention. He is an absolute genius. So, you know, he just was. So, I'll just leave it at that. But I don't agree with everything that he says, but a lot of people really do enjoy a man just speaking like a man. So that's why they liked Ruckman, but he's kind of coarse, but people say the same thing about me, so whatever. I mean, it is what it is. I won't go into all that. But anyway, so let's get to stuff here, going here today. I think it's a good idea to keep moving along here. And we got a bunch of folks on here now, so we can do that. And I want to talk to you about some things here. You know, there's this, there is this revolution that, you know, it started in the 1960s, this sexual revolution, and then confusion came in with it. And I'm telling you, confusion is of the devil. It is the devil's operation to confuse people. That's why you have so many Bible versions. You see this one right here? This is two of them here. See that? That's the NIV and the Message Bible. Boy, you want to talk about something squirrely. You just read both of those next to each other and you'll have your head going. It'll get you. But anyway, so I'm going through this for my conference coming up here at Pastor Hoggard's, where I'm going to be preaching on the King James Bible issue and dealing with all that stuff. So, but that's the confusion that Satan wants to cause, okay? He wants to cause a mass confusion and take away from the authority. The authority is the Word of God. The authority, he cannot, what did he do in the garden in the beginning? He messed with the authority. He challenged the authority of God's Word. In the garden, he challenged it. So then, he is always challenging. Yea, hath God said? So, not that God didn't say anything. Not that God didn't say anything. Satan knows he can't convince you that God didn't say anything. He knows you believe that God said something. But what he wants to do is pervert what God said. If he can just pervert what God said, then guess what? Then he gets victory. Okay? Now, there's got to be a Bible version for every heresy out there, for every perversion out there, every perverted thing out there. But we'll talk about that at the end, because I want to show you something that I was just shocked when I saw it. I think I learned it before, but I forgot. But anyway, I was shocked. But let's go through some of these articles here, because I want to help you with some things that are going on here right now in our society, our world, and just kind of bring them to your attention a little bit. The first one is suicide. And you say, well, suicide, Pastor, that's always been going on. Yes, it has. But you know, one of the scariest things ever, a study suggests rise in suicide among kids and teens after Netflix drama, 13 Reasons Why. Okay. Let's stop for a second and think about that. 13? Like, why couldn't it have been like 6 or 5 or 4 or 1 or 20? 13. 13 reasons why. Right? Well, what are those 13 reasons? I don't know. I don't want to know. But listen, suicide is at a 19-year high among kids ages 10 to 17. Now, this article is at www.1.cbn.com. Researchers admit that they cannot prove the connection, but they do say there were 195 more youth suicides than would have been expected in the 9 months after the show came out in March of 2017. The lead author of the findings, Jeff Bridge at Nationwide Children's Hospital, says the creators of the series intentionally portrayed the suicide of the main character with a very graphic depiction of her death. He says seeing that alone can trigger suicidal behaviors. Listen to me. It's dangerous to let your children watch things and put images. It's dangerous for you. Ezekiel chapter 8 talks about the chambers of our imagery, that we are not to allow things into our imagery, into our mind, and to see those things. Why? Because later on down the road, they're going to have an effect on your mind. And as a child, when you're young, those things impact a child very young. And throwing that death and carnage in, here's another example. Bloody, violent video games. What does it do? Puts those images, right? Puts those images into your mind and causes you to reflect on those things. You understand that? It's dangerous. Listen, be careful about things. Oh, I need my children to watch this video that's like rebuking and exposing this. No, you don't. You don't. They're children. Their minds don't need to be corrupted. Simplicity is what they need. Simplicity. You can warn them, you can teach them, but simplicity is what they need. Sociologist Ann Mueller of the University of Chicago stated the results add to evidence that descriptive media depictions of suicide can negatively influence young people. Lisa Horowitz, a co-author and researcher at the National Institute of Mental Health, noted that suicide is the second leading cause of death for U.S. teens and called it a major public health crisis. She went on to state the new results highlight the necessity of parents and other adults connecting to young people. Start a conversation as to how they are coping with the ups and downs of life, and don't be afraid to ask about suicide, she said. It's a myth that just asking might be a trigger. That's true. That is a myth. Look. Look. Know your children. Know your children. Stop living in a bubble. You need to talk to your children. You need to have a relationship with them. We are dehumanizing people so much that they don't even talk to one another any longer. Do you understand that? We're just dehumanizing them. That's not good. That's not what God intended. People need to be loved. You know, healing, touching is one of the major healing, is a major way to heal. Do you understand that? What does that mean? Proper, godly, biblical affection. That's what it is. Proper, godly, biblical affection. That's what it is. Loving your children, spending time with them. That's what God wants. That's what they need to grow up normal, affectionate. You know, the Bible warns us. I'm going to show you something here. So why is this happening? Well, there's a number of reasons why. There's two witnesses in the Bible to this that talk about this directly. Romans chapter 1:31 says, in the end times, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. This know also, in 2 Timothy 3:3, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Without natural affection. Do you understand that? No one's loving them. No one's spending time with them. Nobody's helping them. You're just letting them be raised without biblical care and instruction. These kids are confused. So you start a conversation. When did it ever end? You want to talk to your children every day, have a loving mother there for them and a father there for them. This first season of Netflix included warning messages with some of the episodes and offered a website with crisis hotlines. Whatever. Exploiting kids then offer a hotline. In the second season, the show's actors gave advice on where to seek help about suicide. The series' third season is expected later this year.
Sorry, I can't search.
Whoops, Siri spying on me. Anyway, wow. Let's see. No, I think she thought I said Siri, so that's why. Anyway, Netflix spokesman stated that the new study conflicts with the University of Pennsylvania research that finds suicidal thoughts among young adults who watch the entire second season than among non-viewers. We've just seen the study and looking into research. He said, this is a critically important topic, and we have worked hard to ensure we handle this. Yeah, right. You're just out for the money. You're just making money on this. What a joke. Anyway. All right. So, something to think about there. Right, the show is probably loaded with subliminal messages anyway about it and suggestive material about it, and that's what it is. You don't need a show about suicide. You're trying to make money and it's sick. You're exploiting these children and it's absolutely disgusting. It's disgusting is what it is. Okay, so what's the answer to this? Well, they've got to return these children to, they've got to have loving, kind relationships with their parents instead of dropping them off at the public school and having nothing to do with them for the rest of their life and having somebody else raise them. If you ask me, Pastor, what is the number one thing you think for children besides the Bible? What is the number one thing? I would say if you want your children to be successful and have a good shot of it, I would say mom stays home. Yep. Mom stays home. Wow, Kristen, I did not know that. It's based on a book, too. The author had some demonic help with writing it. Ooh, I should look into that more. I didn't realize that. Listen, if you want your children to make it, they need a mother. They need a godly mother. They need a mother that's home. You know, there's been children that have been raised without. There's been children that raised without Christian upbringing, but mom was in the home. And it impacted them. Of course it does. When you have somebody in the developmental years of your life that is there for you, that you can come home to, that knows where you're at, that cares whether you're alive or not, that cares whether you're home or not, that cooks and cleans and loves and nurtures you and takes care of you and teaches you to take care of yourself one day and teaches you the things. And yes, a father is just as important and vital. I understand that. But a mother. Mom and dad need to be with their children. They absolutely do. And if and I'll say this to you, to fathers out there. I'll say this, or to fathers out there. The Bible says that ladies are to be keepers at home, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And honestly, you need to keep your wife at home. When your children are not taken care of by mom, they get into trouble. They get into way more trouble. When the Bible is disobeyed, when doctrines are disobeyed, when the scriptures are disobeyed, there's consequences for that. There's consequences. That's one of the consequences. Now, the another consequence, I think, and another thing that is a problem today is all the confusion that is sent. You know, let me say this to you. If we were to preach, which we do here in this church, and to our, if you were to preach abstinence to children, one thing, abstinence, save yourself for marriage, obey the Lord. It is not good for a man to touch a woman. Nevertheless, let every man have his own wife and every wife have her own husband, right? We understand that. But if I had one thing to preach to children without confusing them, it would be keep thyself pure. Keep pure. Keep pure. By that, you don't confuse kids. But so many people today are walking in fornication and sin and wickedness and everything else. And they don't keep pure. And they don't show an example to their children to be pure. This next article is scary, to be honest with you. Teen Vogue pushes prostitution as legit profession, like a medical doctor, a feminist enraged. Feminist enraged, it says. Teen Vogue is pushing the idea that prostitution is acceptable to young readers. In a Friday op-ed called Why Sex is Real Work, Talang Mofakang, a medical doctor, noted that sex tourist destination Amsterdam will soon legally bar guided tours through the red light district, but that many of those workers, a euphemism for prostitution, is often used to include brothels and keepers and brothel keepers and pornographers, are opposing the ban. Not all these workers engage in fornication. I'm just going to change the words because I don't like what they're using. Though undeniably that is a big part of the work, those worker services become consenting adults may include companionship, intimacy, playing roles, dancing, escorting, stripping, and all kinds of other things. I exchange payment in the form of money with people to provide them with advice and treatment for their problems, for therapy, for other things. I'm not even going to get into this. I do not believe it is right or just that people who exchange those services for money are criminalized, and I am not for what I do. That's weird. Is a medical degree really the right measure of who is deserving dignity, autonomy, safety, and workplace? Teen Vogue is grooming a generation of young girls into prostitution, one of the most violent, dehumanizing, and traumatizing industries on the planet, and convincing them this is a form of violence. This form of violence against women is a good job option. Promoting prostitution to young girls is not only pushing them towards that exploitation, but it is also effectively promoting the sex trafficking because according to both domestic and international law, anyone under the age of 18 that is prostituted is legally a victim of trafficking. So, writing on her Facebook page Monday, Gail Dines, a fervent anti-porn feminist, founder of The Culture Reframed, she's talking about, you know you're bad when a feminist is correcting you. And this feminist is telling them that that's dehumanizing people, it's trafficking, it's wicked, it's terrible to do to kids, it's exploitating. It is. That's exactly what it is. What would that be doing in a Teen Vogue? I don't even want to read it because it's too explicit. It's gross. But what would that be doing in a Teen Vogue magazine? I'll tell you what it's doing in there. Because this world is completely inundated with fornication. It's the end time sin. Fornication and sorcery. What do we see in the news every day? Fornication, sorcery. Whether it's homosexuality, transgenderism, somebody cheating on somebody. Fornication. What does the Bible say? What else does the Bible talk about? Sorcery. Pharmakia, right? That sorcery. Drugs, opiates, drugs, trafficking in the land. Right. Now it's just mainstream. Prostitution pushed on teenagers. And then teaching little girls that's okay. It's wicked. It's vile. God hates it. God absolutely hates it. I'm not even going to finish reading the article because it makes me sick. But the point is, this is where we're at. This is where our world is at. Now you wonder why teens are committing suicide? Here's another one. Think about this. We wonder why teens are committing suicide. They're confused. They don't know what gender they are. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. Nobody's loving them and paying attention to them. So the first pervert that comes along, they give their heart to. It's been like that for years, but it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Absolutely worse. Right, they're taught that they're just animals, right? That's what they're taught. They're just a bunch of animals, so do whatever animals do. That's what they teach them, isn't it? Let me see if I can find this other article. I think I have it here. And I'm not going to have time to go through all of this, but this article is absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. This person says, I lost two kids to the trans cult. I want them back. An anguished mom shares her journey. Now, this lady shows you the misguidedness. She claims to be a Christian, right? And she's siding with lesbians and feminists. Because the lesbians and the feminists are against the trans cult. Changing who you are. This lady has turned to them instead of the church. In December, a therapist told a tormented, this is at thechristianpost.com. In December, a therapist told a tormented Lynn Meager that she should practice self-care, have a support network, and go to an emergency room if she wanted to kill herself. The counselor then proceeded to make her feel guilty for supposedly being a judgmental person and essentially blamed her for her woes. This harsh therapy session cost Meager $160. This is her story. Crushed beyond belief, Meager went home and spent several days bedridden, nearly paralyzed with heartache. At the recommendation of a friend, she had gone in to see this particular counselor for help in processing her confusion and sadness after her 23-year-old daughter. Sophie informed her that she no longer wanted to be in a relationship and asked that she not try to contact her. Sophie believed she was transgender and had changed her name to Sol, S-O-L. Began taking testosterone and was going through life as though she was a man. Sophie is the second of Meager's children to identify as a transgender. Now I'm going to stop there and say this to you. Something's weird about all that. For two of your children to do that and for it to come out of the blue and you not deal with them, I'm not saying that it's impossible because Satan's wicked as hell. But I will say that they were influenced from someone, and parents that let their children go like that and are not taking care of them, are not governing them and watching them, these kind of things are going to happen. In 2003, Meager's son, Chris, who is now 36, has legally changed his name to Christine. Came home on leave from the Navy at Christmas and announced he had always wanted to be a woman. Well, that's weird. Approximately 2 years later, he traveled to Thailand and had his secrets, I'll use the Bible term, had his secrets amputated. Got breast implants and had his Adam's apple shaved down, which is called chondrolaryngoplasty. Chris was ultimately kicked out of the military because it was said that he had a personality disorder. Well, they're right! They're right! Look, you know how they used to treat this? You know how they used to treat homosexuality? Go watch the video on YouTube. One never knows when the homosexual is about. Go watch that video, man. That's crazy. But it's right. But listen, it warned men to stay away from, young men to stay away from these men that were too friendly and that gave people rides and stuff like that and all that kind of stuff. And be careful with these men. They have a deep, mental disorder, they called it. Why? Because that's what it is. That's what it is. Wait. Wait, Pastor. I thought they said the Christians were mentally disordered. They're mentally unstable. No. I don't think so. Why? Because we believe that a man is supposed to be a man. And we believe that a woman is supposed to be a woman. Right? And we don't believe in mutilating our bodies like that. Right? So then, what happened? Well, Christians got called crazy, but I'm not cutting body parts off of me. I just believe what the Bible says. Let's look on here, what this says. Chris was ultimately kicked out of the military because he said he had a personality disorder, and I agree, he's got one. Well, let's stop. Okay, let's stop. Pastor, if somebody wants to change their sex and be the opposite sex, is that a mental disorder? Yes, and it's also demonic possession. It's also demonic possession. Why do you say that? Why do you say that? Well, because you don't want to be you. You want to be somebody else. And that's what devils do to you. That's what possession is. You're possessed by something else. And demonic possession caught. Now, I do not believe that depression and things like that are because you're devil possessed. Those things can happen. But when you get to a point of this, where you're trying to change your sex the way that God made you, then yes, you're possessed. That's exactly what you are. They say this, let's see. Okay, whoops, let's see. She is using her real name in this article. The reason I chose to speak up is, as others with similar stories have done, I chose to speak up and use my real name because she feels she must be courageous given the current repercussions, as has been the case in several jurisdictions around the country, when parents refuse to go along with their children's self-determined gender identity, the accompanying therapies, medical practices, and surgical interventions. The reason I'm choosing to speak publicly is because I want people to be aware of the grief and loss that many parents experience. I have talked with many parents who describe their lives as a horror film. Watching your child struggle is one thing. Watching them reject their body, insist they are now a different person, and demand treatments and all that kind of stuff. So Meager lost contact with her son for nearly a decade after he came out as a transgender. She reconnected with him in 2013, which was a struggle because she didn't feel she could call him she or a woman and use his preferred female name while remaining true to her beliefs, particularly that sex cannot be changed and no amount of cosmetic surgery can alter biology. I did the best I could to have a relationship with him where I just loved him for himself and was hoping that he would just disagree on what we disagreed with and love each other anyway. They managed a workable relationship until the spring of 2016 when he asked her the litmus test. Type a question about a pending bill in the state related to whether bathrooms and other single-sex intimate spaces should be opened on the basis of gender identity. When she didn't answer the way he wanted, he wrote her out of his life. Good, you're a pervert. Get out of my life. You're a 30-year-old man that wants to go into little girls' bathrooms. You're a pervert. Why not just call a spade a spade? That's what God calls them. God says they're perverted. God says they're without natural affection. Mm-hmm. So, Meagher only saw her son one time after the 2016 presidential election. It was at a coffee shop where he called her a fascist several times. He had met her to ask if he could obtain a copy of her birth certificate. Meagher was born in Canada, and he was exploring the possibility of moving there in the light of Donald Trump winning. It's funny. All right, that's one funny thing about Trump. I don't even want to discuss these issues with him. I felt like he was allowed to believe what he wanted to believe and be who he was, but I wasn't allowed to do the same thing, to be who I always had been. I wasn't allowed to be me. I had to change what I believe in order to be acceptable to him, Meagher said. The mother of three describes herself as a Bible-believing Christian with a conservative-leaning background. So that was the one son, Chris started telling other members and siblings what a horrible person Meagher was whenever he was around. He would manage to control the family dynamics. They're very manipulative. They're very manipulative people, okay? Once these transgenders, homosexuals, all of them, they have a different spirit about them, and they manipulate people. They try to control people. They try to control what you think and how much you think. And that's exactly what they do. So, you know, they want to influence and dictate and manipulate. And listen, nobody is born a homosexual and nobody is born a transgender. So they have to recruit. You understand that? They have to recruit. They're recruiting. That's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Okay, Meagher and her husband got divorced in 2015. Sophie presently lives with her dad, Meagher's ex-husband. Becoming trans has not helped her son, she maintains. Although he is extremely brilliant, he remains unemployed and has never been able to hold a steady job. And he's pretty unhappy. He has a lot of anxiety. He's basically one breakup with his partner, who is also a trans-identified male. Yeah, that's weird. Away from being homeless. If that relationship were to break up, I really don't know what he would do because he doesn't have gainful employment. She says he doesn't have a female body part. He has a wound. A physical and a psychological one. And then her next daughter, her other daughter, Sophie, that was a man that wanted to be a woman. This woman wants to be a man. Sophie, who is now 24, is also a brilliant, really, really bright person, Meagher says. She's extremely gifted, artistic. She can write, she can draw musically, she can pick up any instrument and play it. She's got all these gifts. But middle and high school was a struggle for her, and she struggled to fit in with her peers. When she was 15 and 16, it was particularly bad as she dealt with depression and was self-harming by cutting herself. Meagher never saw any sign of gender confusion in her daughter. For a season, they came out of her room dressed in men's clothes. Well, that should have been a good indication. But when she inquired why she was dressing like a man, Sophie told her the clothes were simply more comfortable. During the same season, she would often emerge from her room looking different, wearing makeup and a variety of hairstyles. Meagher attributed this to her daughter's extensive creativity. I used to joke that every day was Halloween because she'd come out looking different every day, she said, chuckling. I didn't say anything about it except, hey, how are you? Soon enough, she was wearing girls' clothes again. June 10th, 2018 was the last time Meagher saw Sophie, and when they were together, her daughter had on a skirt and looked pretty. We went out for a really nice dinner, had a good time. She told me she loved me, and then I dropped her off at her dad's house. Meagher then left the county and spent several weeks in Liberia. When she returned, she texted Sophie and received either brush-off replies, got no response. In October, Meagher found out that Sophie had legally changed her name to Soul. She then managed to get her on the phone and heard her voice for the first time in over 3 months. It was deep. It was not her voice, Meagher lamented. Sophie did not know her mother had found out about the name change, and when Meagher heard her voice, she knew she was on testosterone. When she asked her what was going on with her voice, Sophie told her she had a cold. A few days later, Meagher called her workplace and asked to speak with Soul and was informed that he was not there at the moment and was asked if she wanted to leave him a message. And then I knew for absolute sure that she was living as a male person, and that was pretty devastating. Okay. Testosterone has permanent effects. And one of the effects is that it deepens the voice, and often that is a permanent, even if you go off of it. Your voice is never going to be the same again. Growth of body and facial hair is another such permanent effect. It hit me then, and it still hits me a lot, that I'm never going to hear her voice again. And a lot of times I'll close my eyes and try to remember that what her pre-testosterone voice sounded like. Because I'm really afraid that I'm going to forget what her voice sounds like, and I'm pretty sure I'm never going to hear it again. So then she gets a devastating letter in the mail, and this is to Mom. This is difficult to write, but I feel time is right to do it. I don't believe it is good or healthy for me to maintain our relationship. I will not be initiating further contact with you and ask that you respect my wish for no further contact. Please avoid attempting to get in touch with me through phone, social media, in-person contact, or through third parties like Audrey, Dad, or family friends. I wish you well and hope you find peace and happiness in your future. Sophie/Soul. Upon reading it, Meager froze. Now that's somebody with a double personality. Do you see that? That's a double personality. Right? That's what that is. That's somebody that Sophie Soul, she uses both names. Why? Well, kind of like the devil possession that you see with Beyonce and Sasha Fierce, right? Right? Same thing. They're devils. They are possessed. Upon reading it, Meager froze, and it was as though someone had stomped on her heart, she said. Anyway, so I'm not going to read you the rest of it. She went through 5 days of torture. She went through depression. She couldn't get out of bed, and, you know, she was completely depressed, which is normal. You know, she looked at everything that she did wrong, you know, and then she met these weird lesbian friends and started hanging out with them. Which doesn't surprise me why her daughter turned out that way, I guess. But anyway, but here's the point, okay? Well, of course he did. They recruit. The brother, and I think there's something up with that dad. But anyway, that's besides the point. We don't know that. We don't know that at all. Maybe he's just accepting of all that stuff. But here's the point. Perversion. Right? It is an altar. That's right, Andrea. That is an altar. And, you know, I personally think it's devil possession. That's what I personally think it is. But I want to direct you, it's all perversion. All right? It's all perversion. That's what it is. The whole thing is about perversion. That's what it's about. So I was doing some studying on this message Bible for this upcoming conference that I have. And one of the things that I want to talk about just a little bit here is all of this is really about fornication. It's about giving into your flesh. It's about sexual misconduct. It's about a free for all. It's about perversion. Right? Now, listen to what the NIV says in 1 Corinthians 7, which talks about, well, first let's look at the King James Bible. First Corinthians chapter 7. Now concerning the things where have you wrote unto me? It is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Now, listen to what the NIV says. Now, for the matters you wrote about, it is good for a man not to marry. Huh? It is good for a man not to marry. But since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. Well, that's kind of weird, isn't it? The Bible's talking about fornication very specifically. Listen, which is one of the major end time sins, right? That's exactly what it is. Now look at what the Message Bible says. Now getting down to the questions you asked in your letter to me. First, it is a good thing to have... No, hold on. Back up. Let me back up. I'm sorry. Okay. Now getting down to the questions you asked in your letter to me. First, is it a good thing to have sexual relations? Certainly, but only within a certain context. It is good for a man to have a wife and for a woman to have a husband. And then they get into very explicit language that I think is explicit. But notice that they leave marriage out of that. They leave fornication out of that. He says, first, it is a good thing to have... That's not what he says. It is good for a man not to touch a woman. Right? You see that? By the way, the NIV leaves out another very important thing, which I'm going to talk about at my upcoming conference. As you read that verse down, it says in verse 5 in 1 Corinthians 7, 5, do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. What's missing there? Anybody know? The King James Bible, yeah, fasting, that's right. The King James Bible says, defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. See that? See how that works? Yeah. These Bibles, in my opinion, they're going to be pushing. The way they're written pushes fornication. Because, why? Because they change the words. They change the words. See, what? Okay, he says here, but since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife. Well, that's not what the Bible says. It says fornication. Very plainly. It makes you wonder, like, why does whoever translated these two Bibles, the devil, why are they leaving that out? Well, we know why they're leaving it out. They're leaving it out because they're wicked. They're wicked as hell. And that's why they're leaving it out. And these Bibles are going right along with it. There's a Bible for all the... Wait till I get in. I'm going to be getting into the gender neutral stuff and the transgender stuff in my conference coming up. I'm going to be getting into it next week. I'll be preaching one message on that. And I'm going to deal with that whole issue. There's a reason they're doing that. There's a purpose for it. Yep. Oh, absolutely. It's androgynous to the core. It's absolutely androgynous. Oh, yeah, it goes back to Jesuit Bible translators, all of it. I mean, all of it, all of it, all of it. The Ghostly Guild, back to Westcott and Hort, their received text, all that kind of stuff, which is not important for me to get into here, but that's the point, it is. So my point is that all of this is going to pervert the end times. All of it is that rise we're seeing. The Bible told us there'd be a rise, that they would be without natural affection. So if you don't love your children, right, take care of them, love them, teach them, guide them, feed them, nurture them, care for them, be godly and affectionate towards them, then you will raise children that are without natural affection. And they won't have it. That's why you got to be engaged with your family. You can't check out. You've got to love your family, care for them, spend time with them, nurture and guide them. Mom's got to be in their life. Dad's got to be in their life, teaching them and guiding them and nurturing them. So important. Otherwise, they don't grow up right. Listen to me. Lady, if you're married, you do everything you can do to be home with those babies. The husband's duty is to do that. What I'm saying is that you be home with those babies. Say, well, we need to make such and such money. No, you need to be home with your kids. I've told people before, listen, one guy told me, well, in order for this to work, I'd have to work 12 hours a week to make what my, or 12 hours a day to make what my wife makes. I was like, that's okay. I got guys working 14 hours a day here. 16, some of them. It's called being a man. It's called being a man. You do what you have to do. You do what you have to do to get it done, to keep your children home, to keep mom home with the kids, so they're taken care of. That's right, you can make it. You may not have all the toys that other people have, but you can make it. You can make it. You got to trust the Lord. You got to trust the Lord. Yeah, that's another thing. It's always your body. You know, when a woman, they say it's my body, except when it comes to a vaccine, then you're allowed to stick a needle in somebody's arm, right? Then it's no longer somebody's body, right? When the government can force them to stick a needle in them. Anyway, so lots to think about there, but something to think about with these modern versions and just the rise of all this. I'm telling you, the key is that natural affection. When that's gone, it's replaced with unnatural affection. That's what it's replaced with. Think about that. All right. Well, let's see if anybody has anything on here. Anything interesting over here that I missed? All right. Let's see. Well, be our boss. I'm glad that you didn't take your own life. Praise the Lord for that. Erica Smith. All right. Huh. Oh, anyway. Let's see. Let's see, Psalm 23:5. Lots of people on here today. Lots of people. Homeschooling is obviously the best option these days. School system. Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's right. All right, anybody have any questions at all? Anything? Before I take off here, I'm just going to review this and see if anybody has any. Oh, Alexandria, the upcoming conference. I think it starts at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, a week from yesterday, this coming Wednesday to Friday, I'm guessing it's 7 o'clock. Okay. And you can find that on Pastor Hoggard's page. It's at Bethel in Missouri at Pastor Hoggard's church. So he'll be streaming it live. I won't be live. All right, let's see. Anybody have any questions at all? Let's see if I missed any. Can I do Bible studies? Harry asked, can I do Bible studies starting from Genesis? Probably not. That would take a lot of time. Right now I'm doing expository preaching through the book of Acts, and I do that once a week. And then I preach and teach other things during the week. Let's see. Our church is posted on geraldfinney.wordpress.com. Are those reliable? I don't know. I'm not affiliated with Gerald Finney any longer. So I think he's in Texas at a church there. So I haven't looked at his website at all. So I'm not positive about that. You'd have to check. You have to check on him. I don't know. Let's see. What translation of the Bible do you read from? The King James. That's the one I study. But I was reading from the Message Bible just now, and the Message Bible and the NIV Bible. Well, if you tell me where you're at, if you go to wayoflife.org and go to David Cloud's church directory, I would check there for a church. Andre, I'm glad you watched the Easter videos. I'm glad you did. I had some people get upset with me a little bit. A few. I don't know why. I mean, if they listen, they wouldn't be upset, really. It's not that hard. It's very easy. Have you heard about the SDA transgender elder? No, I have not. I don't know who that is. Who has been more antichrist than the papacy? Who is uniting the world and religions under its authority right now? Well, I believe the papacy is. But I think it's going to take a leader that comes, you know, it's going to do more than that. But they're fundamentally transforming the Roman Catholic Church in front of our eyes. So there's a transformation that's taking place there. All right. Let's see. Yep. I'm glad some folks watch those Easter videos. To me, they made sense after I studied it completely out. I couldn't argue with it, really. They made sense to me. Okay, let's see. All right. Okay, I think that's it today. It doesn't look like there's anything else on there. I just wanted to check. I don't think I missed anybody or anything. Let's see. I don't think anyway. Yep, go ahead and check on that, and hopefully that'll help you find a church out there. So that's anyway, and then after that, I'll be on vacation for a week after that conference. So I will not be online. You won't see me on here for a while. You'll see some sermons probably because we have a backlog, but I won't be on there. I mean, it'll be me preaching, but they won't be live. I'll put it that way, or newer. Yes, it is biblical to keep daughters at home. Absolutely. I have five daughters, and I don't believe they should be sent to work for another man. I believe that they should be taken care of by their father until they have a husband. And we raise boys and girls differently in this unisex society, this androgynous society that wants to make boys and girls the same is wrong. What do I think about Pastor Joey Faust? I think he's preached a lot of good things on the family. I disagree with his kingdom exclusion theology. I think it's wrong, like so wrong. But I preached in his church one time years ago, back probably about 7 years ago. And, but I don't agree with his kingdom exclusion. And I don't agree with his doctrine on repentance either, because he holds the Stephen Anderson doctrine of repentance. So I don't agree with that. But, anyway, that's my difference with him. So anyway. All right, let's see. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't think I'll be doing another video until you see me on there. If you'll have to go over. Maybe I'll do a video to give you guys a quick shout-out to know how to get on Pastor Mike's YouTube page and, you know, for the conference next week. So I'd like you all to tune in there for sure. That'll be a blessing. Anyway, have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.